the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, I am on a bus full of people coming back from a golf trip. I'm sorry it's loud, but I'm in Palm Springs, California. And, buddy, it is pouring rain here in the desert.
I've never heard those words.
Yeah, you know what else I've never heard in a long time?
What?
The Dolphins got a win last week.
I know. That was pretty shocking. I feel like we really needed that.
Yeah, I thought it was a very unimpressive win. We had very little yardage offensively. We had we really didn't deserve to win that game because all Buffalo had to do was make a couple catches at the end, especially the Charles Clay catch. And Jordan Phillips's ridiculous penalty could have been the difference in the game. That 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct gave us new life. So it certainly wasn't a game, Landon, that I was proud of as a Dolphin fan, but I've kind of come to the point where a win's a win. Everyone's injured this time of year. We're 6-6, and hey, if we can somehow sneak by the Patriots, you never know.
Yeah, and I agree. I feel like that game was kind of like the Bears game, where we ended up winning what we really shouldn't have because of a play that was bad by the other team in the last quarter.
Yeah, you know what, Landon? There was a lot of, things that had to go right for the Dolphins last weekend. And other than the Ravens winning, almost all of them went right. So we are right in this playoff mix. But, Landon, what's bugging me is I just don't see this team being able to take on New England and then take on Minnesota. And if we don't win both those games, it's over.
You know, that's where I disagree. I do feel like we can take on New England because that's kind of our thing, be upsetting New England and Miami. I feel like that's kind of just been something we do regularly.
Yeah, except
I think we will actually be able to do that.
Yeah, and we're recording this on a Thursday night. I am, like I said, driving on a bus, so apologize if it's a little loud in the background. But, Landon, we don't know if Xavien Howard is going to play. And I really want to talk about him because when we drafted him, and we kind of said this one of the earlier pods, but it's worth repeating, you were all into him. Why did you gravitate towards this guy, you know, a second-round draft pick out of Baylor? It's not like you saw him play in college. Why did you gravitate to this guy so quickly?
Well, that's where you're wrong. I actually did see him in college, and I forgot who he was up against because it was a couple years ago. But he was just, like, looking very good, and he almost reminded me of a Richard Sherman when he played in Seattle, because that was one of the first teams that I watched, you know, like the dominant Seahawks and the Dolphins, because the Seahawks were what everyone was talking about at that time. And so I saw like their Legion of Boom and all that, and I was really impressed. And when I saw him play and I saw him at the combine, he looked almost identical to Richard Sherman from what I saw from him, and I thought he was gonna be really good, and I kind of jumped on his wagon. And I've been a fan of him ever since.
Yeah, and he was right when we got him. You immediately asked for a jersey from him, and that's one you can proudly wear for a while. My biggest fear, Landon, is he switched agents this week. I don't know if you saw this, to the same agent that represented Jarvis Landry. And the Dolphins have to sign this guy in the offseason. Just pay the man. He's earned it. He's one of the three best cornerbacks in football. He's going to make the Pro Bowl, and better days are ahead for this guy going forward as Minka and the other guys around him get better. We need him, though, to anchor the D.
Yeah, he's been a standout, and he's been someone who has been a hit on one of our draft picks, which honestly hasn't happened very often with our Dolphins.
Well, not to this Pro Bowl level, but I will say, Landon, that the interception he made the other day was just so good, and you could just see that the game has slowed down for him, and he's just making plays. He's easily the best player we have on the team. Easily he's the best player of the team. He's the MVP of the Dolphins. It's not even close.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like if we're going to make the playoffs, I feel like it's going to be because of him, because of all the plays he's made.
Yeah, and what worries me, Landon, about New England is Bill Belichick is such a genius at scheming that he will probably throw the ball at Xavien Howard either zero or one times the entire season, that Tom Brady will walk up, see where he is, and say, okay, I'm not going there, and he'll live somewhere else.
Yeah, that's where we need Minka Fitzpatrick to step up or someone else to step up and try and play lockdown or just even a little bit, like, just tackle the receiver as soon as he catches the ball, almost like that. So we just can't miss tackles. I feel like that's going to be important against New England. That's something we do a lot.
I agree.
Missed tackles.
I agree. Well, hopefully we will get that sorted out. What else would you like to talk about from the Buffalo game, Lynn? Did you get a chance to watch the game? I got to watch the entire game.
So I want to mention how close it was. I feel like if we didn't get that call towards us at the end where it clearly wasn't a catch, and if it was ruled a catch, if they did like a hurry up or something and they like snapped the ball first, I feel like we would have lost that easily because our defensive line was going nowhere and we couldn't cover at the end there. So I feel like they could have won that if we didn't get that call or two, like earlier in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, there definitely were some dumb plays that they made. One of the big topics, Landon, that's come up is that the Buffalo franchise feels like they have a lot of hope with Josh Allen at quarterback, where we're still obviously at some point going to be looking for a replacement. What did you think of Josh Allen? Because what I was impressed with was how he ran the ball. You know, certainly not on the Aaron Rodgers level, but the way he ran the ball was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good. He has a heck of an arm. He can throw the ball very far and very fast. And I feel like that's what they kind of looked after. And there's been quarterbacks notoriously that have just been drafted based off their arm strength, and it's gone south. But I feel like he's not going to be a bust. I feel like he's actually going to develop, and he's going to be good because he has the attributes to be good. He has the height, the athleticism. He has the arm. He can't teach. And then I feel like he has the ability to learn how to be an NFL pro quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think all those things you say are accurate for sure. I also think that he is getting a lot of great experience right now. A lot of great experience. That's only going to serve him well as time goes on, because this year is certainly not a year that the Bills are going to be winning and certainly not going to be getting into the playoffs. But if nothing else, they've accomplished developing and identifying who their franchise quarterback is. You know, when Zay Jones is your best receiver, and you know, guys, they ended up cutting Kelvin Benjamin. I don't know if you saw Landon after the game. They cut another one of their receivers as well, Holmes. You know, that team does not have a lot of talent around them, but imagine if they can get some guys. There's certainly some excellent college receivers coming out the next year or two. And if they get one of those guys, that Buffalo team is going to be on the rise. So hats off to them for going up and getting a quarterback. And I think that's the lesson that I want the Dolphins to take, is if you identify a guy, you think he's a good fit for your team and in upstate New York in cold, and we're going to see them again, Landon, in December, late December when it's cold, you know, his arm is going to be able to be okay in those types of situations.
Yeah, I agree. Right. And I feel like we need to find someone that fits Adam Gase's scheme, and we're just going to have to go with him. Assuming we still have Adam Gase.
Yeah, who knows?
Which I think we will.
I think we will at this point, even though you never know what you don't know. What was the most exciting thing about this week for you? And then I'll answer the same question.
The most exciting part was probably just watching Xavier Howard from, like, week one where we were just like, we played decent to where we got demolished in, I think it was week four. Yes, it was week four to the Patriots, and nobody looked good, including Javian, to where he's had back-to-back games of interceptions, and he had two last week, correct?
I thought he only had one last week. I thought he had two a couple weeks ago, but you could be
right. He had two in week 12.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had two this week. Either way, he's grown so much in this 1 year. So imagine what he can do once we get a team that not all the pressure's on him, to where we have people like Micah Fitzpatrick really becoming that kind of Pro Bowl talent. And I feel like if that happens, or when that happens, this defense is going to be good. And I feel like we almost saw a flash of that against this game. And yes, he did have two interceptions against the Bills.
I agree. All right. Well, you're right like normal. I'm very excited to see where he goes. You know what I was most excited about, Landon, this week?
What were you the most excited about?
That the Packers have hired Joe Philbin as their head coach, because nothing brought me more joy than watching how a bad coach and leader of a team Joe Philbin was. And to think that somebody else hired him and didn't learn from us, that means there may be another organization that's more screwed up than we are right now.
Yeah, I feel like they're on the decline. And the only reason they have their wins is because they have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well,
and they have a quarterback
I can tell you Joe Philbin won't be there next year, and that this will be a very attractive job for whoever takes it, because Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere. But Joe Philbin, especially when he did Hard Knocks, was probably my favorite thing ever, because I've never seen someone so uninspiring in that leadership position. So we'll have to see where that ends up. But I will get joy over the next 4 weeks. Landon, I don't know if you remember, but when he was our coach, he would show up to his press conference with note cards, as like somebody wrote him what to say, and he would just read the note cards to the press. It was embarrassing.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, you were too young. You were probably 9 or 10 years old, so that's a good excuse for you.
Would you like to talk about week 14?
Yeah, anything else you want to cover on that game, or you want to move forward to the Patriots?
I want to move forward to the Patriots, because okay. I'm relatively excited for this one.
All right, well, tell me, you have optimism that I don't share, because like I said, I have not seen any news today, but I did see that Xavien missed some practice, and one person said he was going to play, one guy said he may not play, and if he's not out there, I don't think we have a shot. But even if he's out there, he's not going to be 100%. So talk to me about what you're optimistic about.
So the way I see this is it's if we win this game, we have a chance at the playoffs. If we lose, we're basically done for the season. Realistically, the highest we can go with our schedule isn't it's not very good. So we're probably not going to make the playoffs if we don't win this game. Like, even if we win out, we're probably not going to make the playoffs, because the Ravens and the Chargers have no signs of slowing down. So, I feel like if we have to win this game, no matter what, and I feel like that's going to come into, like, everyone's, like, they're all going to know this, all the Dolphins. And I feel like they're going to almost play pretty well, like, how they have in, like, the week ones and the week two game, like, how well they played during then. And I feel like it's almost going to come together in this game, and then I feel like we're going to lose it next week, but that's next week's podcast. But I feel like we almost solved the puzzle temporarily. Like, we looked really good with Kenyon Drake in the past couple of weeks, and I've been really impressed by him. The defense have been playing good in a couple of weeks, and earlier the passing offense looks good. So we have the capability to be a pretty good team. I feel like it's all going to come together in this game.
All right. Well, I'm you're starting to talk me into it. I am always concerned, because while we have a lot of success in the past against the Patriots, when we play them in Miami, they're well aware of that. And these guys seem to be a team that has improved significantly from the last time we saw them. They're probably playing the best football they've played all year. And you have a veteran quarterback, and like I said, the couple things that are going really well for us, they're going to be able to ignore, just like they're not going to throw at Howard. They're not going to throw at certain situations, but they're going to look at Raekwon. They're going to look at Joe Baker and figure out how can they take advantage of rookies that may not be the best coverage guys on backs and tight ends. And I'm just worried that their ability to maximize matchups is really going to be something we're not going to be able to control.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one worry I have, too. I share that. I feel like our biggest worry, like specifically for me, my biggest worry, is Sony Michel, because he ripped us to shreds in that last game, along with Cordell Patterson. They just ripped us to shreds single-handedly. The two of them could have beat us. We just didn't play well, and they did.
I'm with you.
We have to start. We need to, like, almost watch. We can know when it's going to be, like, a designed pass to them, because we need to send a defensive lineman and a linebacker on him almost every play where we see it's going to be a pass to him. Because he just has this ability to break tackles and to make people miss in the open field. And he almost looks like Kenyon Drake, but in my opinion, maybe a little bit better when he's catching passes out of that field. And he looks really good against us. Now, I know we're at home, but that's not going to stop Sony Michel. And I feel like...
Yeah, Landon, I agree with you. I think that he is someone who is going to be haunting us for a long time. But you know what, Bud? I think that there's just so many weapons on that team, whether it's Gronkowski, whether it's Josh Gordon, whether it's Hogan, you know, I just think that they're just set up as an offense that Brady's going to be able to go back, look at the matchup he wants, and exploit it. And I haven't been able to come to grips with how we're going to stop that. The other thing, Landon, is I think that certain teams have done things against us, you know, defensively, that they do it and it's successful and they go away from it. Belichick's not going to do that. If something's working, they're going to keep going. And Ryan Tannehill, if he's not truly healthy, if he can't throw the ball very far, that's going to be exploited. We're not going to be able to dink and dunk and beat the Patriots. All right, Landon, you're back. Sorry we had a little phone disconnection as we're driving through the desert here somewhere between Palm Springs and home in San Diego. So I want you to make a pick as to who you think is going to win the game between the Patriots and the Dolphins.
So, as I said, I feel like this is going to be a winner-go-home almost type game for the Dolphins. I feel like we know that. So, I do feel like we're going to win this game. I feel like the score is going to be 28-21.
All right. Well, I do not think we're going to win this game. I think it's going to be 28-17 that New England's going to win. So, I hope that you're right, Landon. The other thing I hope you're right on is I hope you're right on some picks against Mike. Mike is still one game up against us, and we have to pick three games. Now, I did tell you last week, never take the road team on Thursday night, and we took the road team. How'd that work out for us?
Yeah, no, that was a mistake on my part. I didn't realize it was a Thursday night game.
That's okay. All right, well, I'm not letting you take the Thursday night game this week because we're also going to be posting this probably closer to Friday. So why don't you tell us a game or two that interests you? All right, Landon, tell me some games that interest you.
So I feel like one of the games that interests me is the Panthers versus Browns game. The Browns, they're not a very good team, but the Panthers have lost four straight, which is the second longest streak currently active in the NFL. And the Panthers just have been terrible, and the Browns aren't home, so I feel like they should be positive on the spread, right? It should be plus points to the Browns.
Yes.
So I think they're going to win that.
All right. Well, the Browns are actually plus a point and a half. So you're taking the point and a half with the Browns. All right. Who's your second game that you like?
My second game that I like happens to be. Who do we say for the second pick?
Well, I thought you liked the Texans over the Colts. The Texans are only 4.5-point favorites. They're winning every single week. Is that a game that you liked?
Yeah, I do like the Texans game over the Colts. That was one of the two I talked about.
Okay. Well, I think those are both good picks. My pick, Landon, is between two games. I have the Broncos 4-point underdogs at the 49ers, or I could go with the Seahawks, only a 3.5-point underdog at home on Monday Night Football against the Vikings. Is there one of those you like better than the other?
Yeah, I like the Broncos game. The Broncos have been playing pretty well, and the 49ers have been the exact opposite. Whereas I do feel like the Vikings-Seahawks game is going to be a very good game to watch.
All right, so we're going to go with Broncos, we're going to go with Browns, and we're going to go with the Texans, correct?
Yep, they're officially locked in. Those are our picks, not changing.
All right, pal. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Go Dolphins!
All right, Landon. Well, I am on the road to see you tomorrow, and we are going to be able to watch the game together before an event that I have on Sunday, so I'm excited to see you and your sister, and that'll be a lot of fun. And why don't you take the show home?
Okay. That has been episode 2020. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff, and thanks so much for listening.